Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. Quick update. So, tomorrow, Rich Sheban. Wednesday, Gwyneth Isaacs. Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And Friday, we'll be talking with Mark Allred about converting pistols to rifles by changing the barrels back and forth legally, and then tips from my unfinished, unpublished book on how I think you'll find what I've got to say on Friday quite interesting. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about hydrogen peroxide 3% solution and using that as a rinse, maybe splashing some on our face, not in our eyes, not in our eyes, a class. Should we be spat upon by a GDP or some member of the GDP, the generally dumb public, who may or may not have the coronavirus? Dr. Shealy, what would happen if we had 3% peroxide and we put some in our mouth, switched it around, and spit it out? Is it possible we could poison ourselves?
Well, not poison yourself, but you could choke if you inhale it. You know, you don't want to be careful not to swallow it. It can be irritating in the stomach. You know, we're talking about a very small rinse, maybe a tablespoon or so at the most.
Okay. Should we carry a pre-diluted solution? Like, let's say we had a little one-ounce bottle in our pocket at the ready. Could we dilute that with, let's say, filtered water or distilled water? And keep that at the ready, let's say, an eighth of an ounce of hydrogen peroxide to seven-eighths of an ounce of water. Would that be a reasonable solution?
I think that would be strong enough. Maybe 50.
It would not be? Okay. So 50% of 3% hydrogen peroxide with the other half being distilled water.
Right.
And the reason I mentioned distilled water is because the hydrogen peroxide would react to whatever's in the water, and if it's distilled water, there would be no reaction, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, how long do we swish that around in our mouth before we spit it out?
Oh, really, just about 3 or 4 seconds.
Okay. Now, if we think that some got on our face, would we be... would it be prudent to get some on our hands, pour it, you know, small amount on our hands, splash it in our face, but not in our eyes?
Well, yeah, it would be okay. I would prefer the alcohol, I think, for the hands, because you've got a bigger area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking about the face, though. Let's say...
Well, the face is okay.
Let's say...
It won't hurt your face if you don't get it in the eyes.
Oh. Okay. All right, so class, you know, these are defensive tactics. And is it likely that this would happen? I don't know. It's more likely to happen if you go out in public, you know, and people are losing their minds. They are absolutely out of control crazy. And I think it's very risky to go out in places where people lose their tempers. I mean, there's a video of a poor guy who's working at Walmart, and he's saying, okay, you're coming into Walmart, you got to wear a mask. And this older white guy decides, no, that's not acceptable, and he's just going to shove this Walmart employee around. That's crazy to me. And And Dr. Shealy, I have an opinion on this, and I'd love to hear yours. My opinion is that if a store has a sign that says no guns, you really shouldn't bring a gun into the store. If the store has a sign that says wear a mask, if you're coming into the store, you should respect their wishes and wear a mask. Whether you think it's good or not, I think you should respect their wishes because it's their store. It's their store. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, interestingly, I haven't entered such a store. And the ones I've entered may say masks are advisable, but I've been in, you know, Summer Fresh half a dozen times, and I guess now not more than 10 or 15% of the customers are wearing masks, although the clerks do.
Right.
And I've been to Walmart once during all this time, and most of the people, over half, did not have masks.
Okay. And do you know of anyone firsthand, Dr. Shealy, who has tested positive for the coronavirus? Do you know a single person?
No.
I don't either. I know secondhand of people who have. I know people who say, yeah, we have friends, relatives, et cetera, who have tested positive. But I don't know firsthand. And I was talking with a UPS driver. And I said, do you know anyone who's tested positive? And he said he meets thousands of people. And he doesn't know anybody either. So this is a really strange thing. I still think that the virus is real, but I think it's being used in many ways to manipulate our behavior, including by Bill Gates, who wants to sell us vaccines and who wants to limit the life expectancy of people and reduce it, as well as kill people. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, how you doing? I can't believe you're not getting rain. We're getting rain. We're only a few hours, probably 15 minutes from St. Louis.
You know, we get. I asked Mrs. Finelli, keeps on top of the weather reports, and I was telling her last night. I said, you know, I remember when I was a child and we watched the news and they would say it's going to rain. And when they said it was going to rain, it rained. If they said it was going to be clear, it was clear. If they said it was sunny, it was sunny. If they said it was going to snow, it snowed. We didn't have like a 10% chance of rain. There was no such thing as these partial...
partial. You should be able to look in the newspaper and see ahead of time what it's going to do, and it was pretty accurate.
I'll up you one even more than that. You used to be able to buy the annual Farmer's Almanac and see when it was going to rain, and that was published a year before. So if you wanted to know if it was going to rain on May 5th, you just looked in the Farmer's Almanac, and it would tell you. And it was pretty darn accurate. And now we've had percentages of rain coming every day, but none of it's materialized. So we have like a 20% chance of zero of it raining, but we have zero rain. It's unbelievable. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're getting it because we need rain. But if this continues, I mean, anybody who's planted corn is in tough, tough shape. Anybody who's trying to raise some grass for cows around here is in tough, tough shape because you can't water, you know, 200 acres. You can't do it. It's impossible.
I'm on a hill and I can't mow. I mean, I have to wait till the water dries up. It's up to my ankles sometimes. So
we've had that. Water. We've had that a month ago. We had that, and we had to wait to, you know, for the fields to dry out. Now, now the grass is crunchy, and when I say crunchy, I mean it went from green to brown, and when you step on it, you can hear it crunching. I'm talking about the grass going crunchy. And it's upsetting to me. It really is. And cutting your grass when in these conditions is a dumb thing to do. So leave it long.
Yep.
You want to talk about what? The coronavirus?
Yeah, that and a question about, okay. We don't use as much peroxide. We carry a lot of alcohol wipes and things of that nature with us and things like that. Even portable nebulizers we carry with us. But we use alcohol mostly. But now, somebody told me that peroxide can only last so long and you have to throw it away. Is there truth to that?
I don't know. I would presume that the bottle says an expiration date on it, and it's probably good for a month or more beyond that. But it probably, if it doesn't, you know, bubble up when you pour it on something, it's no longer active.
Oh, yeah, I remember them bubble up days.
David, here's a way you can look at it. So, you know, chlorine, you know, bleach that you buy in those, you know, quarter gallon jugs, the chlorine is forced into the water, and it volatilizes. And the proof of that is if you put chlorine bleach in a pool, it'll smell like chlorine bleach. And then 2 days later, it doesn't smell like chlorine anymore. So the chlorine has volatilized into the air, and that's why you add more chlorine and more chlorine and more chlorine, because you have to keep adding it because it we'll call it evaporates, but it really volatilizes into the air. So the same thing happens with hydrogen peroxide. Over time, it becomes weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And that's what Dr. Shute is talking about. So,
well, here's my question.
Huh?
How do you prepare for something like that down the road in the future if it has a limited shelf life or something like that, that could be so useful?
Well, there's no 25-year survival for hydroperoxide. I don't know how long bottle, you know, when they put it on the shelf, how many years or months you've got, but it is not going to last a long time.
Here's a thought, and I have not done this, but here's a I think it's a reasonable thought. So if you look at the containers that hydrogen peroxide comes in, it didn't always come in a plastic bottle with a plastic cap. It used to come in glass. And it used to be a brown bottle because the sunlight will cause it to spoil quickly or more quickly. So if you keep it out of the sun, keep it out of the light, keep it at a constant temperature, the package, the container, the bottle will not expand and contract and expand and contract and encourage the volatilization of the hydrogen peroxide in the water solution. Okay, so that being the case, what would happen if we put it in what used to be an old vinegar bottle? Now, vinegar used to come in glass quarts with a small neck bottle, with a metal cap, with a seal. And they didn't leak, but they break if you drop them. So what would happen if we kept it in one of those bottles, and sometimes those are clear, and you kept it out of the light? I'll bet you it would last longer. I'll bet you it would. Because it would be less likely to leak through the cap. This is my thought.
Incidentally, on the Internet it says 3% hydroperoxide solution you can buy has a shelf life of at least 1 year and up to 3 years if the bottle is unopened. Once you break the seal, the hydroperoxide will last 30 to 45 days at peak effectiveness with about 6 months of useful activity. So it doesn't last very long once it's open.
Mm-hmm. So here's what we do. When we want something to last longer, we keep it in an area. And this could be somebody's basement. Okay? If you have a basement that's cool and dark and you have a dehumidifier in there, you'll find that the lack of moisture, the lack of light, and the constant temperature will let all kinds of food last way longer than if you have it, you know, upstairs in the kitchen, let's say, where the temperature changes, you know, seasonally and from morning to afternoon. So constant temperature is important. Lack of light is really important. And lack of humidity, if it's in a box, rather.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com. We're talking about the life expectancy, the shelf life of products, and I mentioned cool, dark, and minimize the humidity. And that's another thing. So as we go forward and as the grid starts to break and fail more, we're going to have problems with mold in basements, because the dehumidifiers aren't going to be running, because they have compressors, and those darn compressors use, 400 or 500 watts at a time. And so that's another concern. Dr. Shealy, do you have any suggestions for what do we do if we have a basement and and it starts getting moldy, or how do we prevent mold in the basement? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, that's where I use bleach.
Hmm.
You know, we had some leakage during that heavy rain in May.
Mm-hmm.
And once it dries out, you just pour some bleach around.
Okay. And I'm thinking about the floor joists and the subfloor that you can see in the basement as you look up and on the walls. And,
I haven't had that. I don't know.
That's going to be a big problem, class. You know, you'd probably want to atomize the bleach, you know, or spray it, but then it's a killer. I mean, that's a weapon of war, literally.
Now,
exactly.
You know what I have done once when I got significant mold in the basement was I just put on a vaporizer with Thieves, T-H-I-E-V-E-S, mixture of essential oils. That will destroy mold.
Wow, what a great suggestion. Thieves oil with a vaporizer. Okay, and so do you sell thieves oil, Dr. Shealy, on your website?
No, we do not.
Okay, what do we look for when we buy, and can you spell thieves so everybody knows?
T-H-I-E-V-E-S. Now, it's made, you know, that I think the official mixture was made by one of the best-known companies, but I mix clove and cinnamon oil. That's what it is, really.
Okay, clove and cinnamon.
Half and half.
50-50. Okay. So, thieves, that's spelled like, you know, elected official. Same exact spelling.
Yeah, yes.
David, any comments?
Yeah. Now, there's supposedly a paint that you could use to treat black mold that covers it up and kills it. I don't remember the name of it, but one of our relatives used it regularly in his business.
Yeah, I believe it's toxic as well, David. They used to sell an additive. And so if you were going to paint your basement wall, you could put in this mold inhibitor. And I'm not sure exactly what it was. Was it mercury or some form of mercury? But I believe, and you do your own research, class, I may be wrong on this, but I believe it's somewhat toxic because of it, you know, it kills mold.
Yeah. I do have a question for the doctor about this virus. Now, I'm trying to see if I'm misunderstanding here. I know you sometimes say it's mention that it's somewhat of like a fake pandemic type situation. Is it just because that the government is so questionable about their information they're giving it to us that you? But this is real. You believe that there's something going around, but it's,
yes.
Just the information we're getting.
I called it the fake epidemic, and the plan, PLANFAKEDEMIC, I think is a political ploy by the leftist evil empire.
Well, I was just curious. I just wanted to, because that's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure, because I hear so many people out there saying that this is fake, and I'm like, how could you say this is fake when we see in pictures of people in hospitals everywhere? You know, I don't think that's really something I would want to go do. But you brought up about...
Every statement the FDA and the CDC have made has been contradicted by other statements.
Right, and that's right. I mean, you can't get nothing clear. And even if you go back in the college days, if you're in the medical field, I mean, they seem to have more information and clear, concise information back then than they are now about this situation.
We have been lied to every way you can possibly think of about this coronavirus. And nothing can be believed. The president can't even make up his mind for one whole day at a time. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing, but you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillan, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Watch it. Thank God you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. David is with us in Illinois. And David, I've been trying to find out the chemical composition of these mildew sides, mildew, C-I-D-E, meaning a material or a chemical that will kill mildew, mold, fungus, etc. And it's difficult to find out the chemical composition of mildew sides. And I'm sure that's on purpose. So, you know, these, let's ask Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, insecticides kill insects, you know, pretty well, right?
Yeah, and I don't think it would kill mold, but I don't know.
No, but what I'm saying is if in a low concentration, insecticides kill insects. And obviously if they kill insects, there would be some kind of harm to people, right?
Exactly.
If they, yeah. So
insecticides, you know, when, are serious danger.
Mm-hmm. So my concern is if it is a, if it's an insecticide or a mildewcide or other kind of a killer for plants and animals, herbicides as well, I'd be concerned about them being harmful to people. So that's
right.
Why I wanted to mention to David and the rest of the class that, you know, it might be fun to put a mildewcide in paint so that you don't have mildew and mold growing on your paint. But if it kills the mildew, it could be harmful to you. But also, if you have mildew growing, that could be harmful too, right, Dr. Shealy?
Right. Fungus among us is a problem.
Yeah, so what we really need is houses made out of stainless steel with a drain. And so you can, you know, take your pressure washer and clean the walls and the basement and just pressure wash everything off and let it go down the drain. But, I mean, we really don't have that. So there are some problems with mold and mildew and dampness, and we have to pay close attention. And these are big problems because if you have a house, if you buy a used house, and it has mold problems in the wall, the way that's typically remediated is they take the walls out. Now think about that. So if you buy a house that's been flooded, let's say it's only maybe a foot of water in the first floor. The appliances are all ruined. The refrigerator, the freezer, the dishwasher, the washer, all that, they're all ruined. And so the wiring has been compromised. So what they do is they rip all the sheetrock off all the walls. They take it out, and then they spray it down with a chlorine-type chemical to kill the mold. And then they put walls back on, or they demolish the whole house. It's a big problem. So you might want to keep that in mind. Well, as we go down this corona panic environment, it's just getting worse by the day, Dr. Shealy. The current numbers of the infected right this second in the United States is 2,600,000. That's infected cases. And then the deaths are an eighth of a million, 128,000 cases. So where's all this money coming from? You know, you get these 2,600,000 cases. Obviously, those people are being treated at some level. Where is all of this money coming from? Well, it's being borrowed from the future. And there's going to be payments due. And when that comes, it's going to be, in my opinion, through inflation and taxation. And it's going to be unbearable. Absolutely unbearable. People aren't going to work. They're not driving their cars. You know, we've got this make work, and then we have this. Dr. Shealy, how do we live with this? I mean, the government says shut down businesses, you know, shut down bars, restaurants, etc. Okay, I don't go to bars, so it doesn't affect me. But some people can't stay away from them. Well, okay, so they shut them down, then they open them, then they shut them down, they open them, and they shut them down again. These businesses cannot. There's no way they can make it in this kind of environment. It's impossible. They could hardly make it before.
In my late college years, I might have visited a bar. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a place I frequent.
Yeah.
But the point is, this to me is the benefit of autogenic training events. Way back in 1972, when I practiced autogenic training twice a day for 3 months, I trained my brain to detach from those things I cannot change. And it does take repeated practice. But now I spend more time detaching than I do attaching. I just let the stuff that I can't change pass through without attaching myself to it.
One of our boys has a saying, and I'll mention something to him, And, you know, we'll be in the kitchen, let's say, and he'll be just chatting, and I'll say something to him. And he'll look at me, and he'll say, it's not my problem, and I'll just keep doing whatever he was going to do.
He's right.
Would you say that is detachment?
Yes. That's a good detachment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, and
obviously,
you know,
if a car's, you know, yes. If you're in the middle of the highway and a car's coming at you, you can't detach.
Right.
But right. From stuff you cannot change, like the weather, like the government, like the news, well, detach. Who cares? Not mine.
And, you know, that's what we've been saying here at USA Prepare. So we cannot fix this. We cannot fix the protest, the plundering. We cannot fix the damage. It's best to get out of the way. And we've been recommending for about a decade now that if you live in a city, you got to be crazy. If you live in a city, you should be, you know, you should have gotten out. If you haven't gotten out, what are you waiting for? I mean, we've said all these things are coming. I don't think people believed it. I don't think people believed that you wouldn't be able to buy toilet paper and soap. I don't think people believe that, you know, the electricity would become flaky. I don't think they believe that. I don't think they believe that the Chinese supply chain would ever have hiccups or stop. But here it is. Here it is. So what are you going to do without your Chinese phones when they start failing because the batteries are not replaceable? What are you going to do about that, class? Well, do you really have to have that phone? The answer is no, you don't. You really don't. I don't have one. It works great not having a cell phone. And when people say, what's your cell number? I look at them like, what's the matter with you? What makes you think I have a cell phone? You know, it's not a point of embarrassment where I don't have one. It's actually a status symbol to me to not have a cell phone. Because I'm able to figure out how to live without one. Honestly, really, I don't have one. I do not have a cell phone. And I don't want one.
With you.
And every time I talk to CenturyLink, when I complain about where the internet went, have you seen my internet? Because I don't have it. And I complain and I demand refunds for lack of service. They always say the same thing. I just to make sure it's you, I need the last four of your social security number. Okay. And I give that to them. And then they say, and I need your cell phone number in case, you know, we need to contact you. And I go, I don't have one. I don't have a cell phone. They go, oh. They keep asking me that every time I call them. What's your cell phone number? And I tell them I don't have one. And they say if I want to contact them, if I got a problem, I can use the internet. The only reason I call them is because the internet's down. And I can't use the internet to tell them the internet's down because the internet's down. You know, if we are... And when this gets worse, we're going to go off the air. If we don't have the internet, we can't broadcast. It's as simple as that. No one can, except local. That's the only thing you can do is have local radio the way it used to be back, you know, up until maybe the 1990s, maybe the year 2000. Dr. Shilley, do you still go into the studio on Thursdays?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's what you'll have to do. For radio, and it'll all be local. Without the internet, there'll be no national news. You'll only be able to talk about what's happening in your little locality. Period. That's it. All news will be local. And I don't know if that's so bad. I think that's okay. Dr. Shilley, would you share for just a minute or so or two what you do on the radio, how long you've done it, and how people can listen to you?
Well, I've been doing it since 1988. And I do it every Thursday from 2 to 3.
And that's how we met, class. That's how I met Dr. Shilley. He was in the studio at KWTO. KWTO. It stands for Keep Watching the Ozarks. AM 560. AM radio. Low on the dial. Long traveling signal. Big station in Missouri. And I think it was built around 1933, if I'm not mistaken. Real tall antenna with a really good ground field, so it travels pretty far. So he was, Dr. Shilley was on every Thursday from 2 to 3, and he would be in the studio when I was getting ready to go in the studio. So his broadcast would end at 3 o'clock Central Time in the afternoon, and mine would start at 3 o'clock Central Time. So he'd be getting out of the chair, and I'd be getting in the chair, and we would cross paths, and after a couple of times, we started chatting, and I learned who Dr. Shealy was, and then we've been broadcasting ever since. David, any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts?
Well, the doctor situation, I was going to ask him another question, a medical question. Now, I've been given these EpiPens. I only had one bee sting bite when I was a kid, and it gave me one hell of a mess, so they had me carry these EpiPens. And they expire all the time. But I just take them, and I throw them in my first aid kits when I replace them because they're all sealed. So those should still be okay in case there's an emergency. It's better to, my philosophy is it's better to have something, even if it's somewhat diluted in time, and if you need it, instead of nothing.
I agree.
What's your... Okay, because, I mean, I hate to throw them away. They give them to you, and, I'm not going to shoot myself up with them. My wife's going to have to get the pleasure of that, and she practices, I think.
Oh, man. Have you ever been shot with an EpiPen, David?
God, no. Hey, I've seen some needles that were the size of javelins they put in me, and that hurt. So I don't know how much they hurt, but
Dr. Shealy, can you explain what an EpiPen injection is like, please? Did we lose Dr. Shealy?
I'm sorry?
Can you explain what an EpiPen injection is like, how it's done?
Well, it's epinephrine. It's the same as a shot from your adrenal glands, essentially. And
yeah.
It does, protect you in certain cases of extreme shock.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to be extremely allergic to a wasp sting, for instance, that kind of thing.
And this is delivered by a gas-powered injection device. So I got one of these. I had a severe reaction to a contrast dye. I mean, I went into to shock, and the nurse came around with this little thing, and she slammed it right through my blue jeans into, I don't have much fat on me. You know, I'm only 136 pounds today, so there's not much fat on Vinny. And when she slammed me, I felt like it went right into my bone and my leg. And it was really painful. So I don't recommend, taking joyrides with these things.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuey, I've got a medical question for you regarding plasma. So here in the United States, my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but here in the United States, you can a person can give blood to a hospital, the Red Cross, a blood bank, or a plasma center or a blood donation center, and some people get paid for providing blood. So $20 to $50, they get paid for giving blood. And some people do it to pay bills, literally. And some people are risk takers. They do things that I would never even consider doing. And they sell their blood to pay some of their bills. Now, do you have any concerns about people selling their blood, you know, who they are, maybe their health conditions and what is asked of them before donating blood, you know, to make sure that,
if you're unhealthy, if you don't have plenty of blood, you know, if you're borderline anemic, but if you're doing it in good faith and you're healthy as a sin, it's a gift.
Mm-hmm. Now, not everybody who donates blood is healthy, right? Not everybody who donates blood is free from HIV or cancer.
That is correct.
Not everybody who donates blood is not on medications like antibiotics and heart medications and other medications like, you know, Prozac. And so the problem is that we don't know. We really don't know what's in the blood. Now, would you take blood from somebody else, Dr. Shuley?
Not electively, but if I was in desperate shape, yes.
Okay. So if you were in a hospital and the doctor said...
I don't have a choice.
So what if the doctor said, well, look, you know, I think we ought to do this, but you don't have to. There's a possibility that you'll be fine without it, but we think it'd be better if you had it. How would you respond to that? Would you say okay, or would you say if you don't think I have to have it?
I guess I'd have to say yes.
Okay, but that's only if the doctor said you had to have it, right?
Right.
But if the doctor said it'd be good if you had it, but you don't have to have it, would you have a different answer?
I would probably say no, thank you.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. And that would be my response. And we've had family members who have had surgery. And we've asked, okay, so, you know, surgery is going to be in a month. We would like to give our blood, because we actually know where that comes from, for our family member. And sometimes the hospital say, yeah, that'll be fine. Other times they say, yeah, well, it won't make any difference. I mean, you can give blood. You put, you know, 2 units in, and you can take 2 units out. But it's not going to be the same 2 units. It's going to be somebody else's because it's too hard to figure out, you know, where yours went and tracking it and all that. It's so complicated. I mean, ridiculous answers like that. But that's what we've heard. And if I were having surgery and I were healthy, and let's say it were elective surgery, I'd want to have my own blood. That's what I'd want to do. How do you feel about that, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. Same.
Okay.
I mean, I want to be very, very careful.
And can you get diseases from other people's blood, Dr. Shealy? I mean, let's say someone has cancer.
Blood?
Yes.
Of course. Any viral infection can be transferred. If you had an acute bacterial infection, it would be transferred. Presumably fungus peak. You know?
Yeah. David, any questions or thoughts?
Well, that's where I was thinking is to, if you knew ahead of time for a scheduled procedure, why couldn't you donate your own blood ahead of time? You know.
Well, in Virginia, they had a word for that. And that word was used to could. You used to could. And I don't know if you still could. Maybe you might could now, but you used to could. And I really don't know if they, with all of our modern technology and sophisticated computers, if we now have the ability to do what we used to be able to do with paper and pencil. So we used to be able to do that. And I'm not so
sure. Hey, I have a question to ask the doctor.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Now, all your years, I hear you try to escape from things you can't do anything about. But I, all the years I spent around with research doctors and cops, they were the jerk. They're just jerks to anybody. But now what would you do if you were driving down and you seen somebody that needed help? Would you get out and help them today? Because a lot of those guys that I've seen in the research doctor are like, I'm not bothering that person. They ain't going to be able to pay the insurance or pay this or that. And they just leave. So I'm just wondering if...
Well, it depends on the circumstance. If I think it's safe, I would do it. If I didn't think it was safe, I would have to move on.
Dr. Shealy, we had an expo, and we had a guest who passed out, absolutely passed out. And we had some nurses and we had some doctors, and that guy got so much attention so quickly. I mean, everybody ran to help this guy. Everybody. I think you were on an interview on a radio station at the same time that happened. But there were several doctors there. There was a dentist there. I mean, this guy got rapid response. And by the time the ambulance came, they had him all fixed up. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. David, thank you.
Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake
tomorrow.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money
tomorrow
out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck.
And then
so
this,
it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.